The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At this point, I want all of you, for the rest of the evening, you will have your computers on unless you can. You're going to get ready to be very vocal. You have no choice in that.
None.
And I want you to get ready. Okay, thank you. I want you to get ready to talk about your business. Your charter school, your PR firm, your cybersecurity firm, and sales funnel firm. Is that the name of it?
It's going to be great.
Your entire media company, because that's what you have. He's got, it's way more. He has, I don't know if you know it. If you don't know it, I'm going to give it to you. Your photography is just, it's not, while it brings you in steady income, that's your hook to get people. You know what I'm saying? So you should be walking them to bigger products because they just understand photography and they don't get it the way you get it. But you, that's your entry level. It's so attractive. Here, man, $75, that's no problem. Okay. But the whole time you want to sell them $7,500.
Come on now.
So you need to create you a $7,500 package of something and then get them in at $75 and slowly walk them to $7,500. I just changed his whole life just now.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Just did that just now. Expect me to do live coaching sessions in the middle of what I'm getting ready to do. That's why you're here. That's why you're VIPs. Is everyone currently thinking about their own business? Let me see, Pam Norris, are you thinking about your own business? Law, are you thinking about your own business? Business or brand? You are not. Yeah, I couldn't see it. He kept his mic muted. He said, always.
Yes, that's what we're
always. Thank you very much. From New York. It's too many people out here for me to be focused on them. Okay, gotcha. I want you to think about your own business. I will not allow you to ask another question about another business. It's not me trying to be mean.
That's the truth.
I want you to be as selfish as possible during this section, okay? Mm-hmm. Selfish as possible. Is everybody ready? Mm-hmm. Everybody think of one question before I... Let's title this section. Dee Marie, we're going to call this... Opening Q&A to Business System Mastery. Let's call that. You're going to ask me one question. Some of your businesses are brands like Vaseline. You meet Vaseline, you instantly fall in love with Vaseline. It's impossible not to. And apparently, his wife is equally Vaseline-ish as him.
Open.
Makes you a whole verb. Fastidious.
Put it in the dictionary.
Yes, that's
opening Q&A.
Yes. Opening Q&A of Business Systems Mastery. Yeah. We're, for the rest of the day, we're doing business systems. This is also why I didn't stop it at 5. I started stopping at 6 because I knew better. Mm-hmm. I knew better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew food was needed. And it wasn't going to be just an owl. Come on, I ain't stupid. I've been doing this a long time. I didn't expect power outages, but I budgeted extra time and it didn't throw nothing off. All right. We're going to start with who's ready. You need to have one very selfish question. I'm going to get all of you. I sure hope y'all send my food in the mail. He wants some vegan Popeyes. We want plant-based Popeyes spicy. That's what.
Okay,
you got the blended. There it is. All right. Who's first?
I'll go first.
Ken is first, which means we're now going in clockwise order. That's it. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna take Ken first, then I'm gonna take Pam second.
Okay.
I'm going to get one in person, one online. One in person, one online. And online, it goes in this order. Pam, Law, Vince, John Nowinski, if he's available to talk. Got me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our CEO has graced us with her presence. Yes, we are grateful. She was here earlier, too, so mm-hmm. we're thankful for her. Oh, thank you for putting that in chat for me, too. In person is clockwise. Got me? I went clockwise on my computer, too, but you
let
can't see that.
Let me ask you a question. It's about the business. Does it have to be about my charter school? Can it be about another business? Somewhere?
It could be about any business you
I'm
want.
I'm doing. Okay, I got you.
It could be about any business you're okay. doing.
Okay.
It just needs to be selfish.
Oh, it is selfish.
Okay, she said very selfish. Yeah. It just needs to be selfish. Yeah, I need to start. The wealthy think about themselves, but our whole service is for others. But I can't, if I can't breathe, I can't help you. Mm-hmm. You get it? Mm-hmm. If it hurts me, if I have a tumor and I'm not addressing that, I can't be healthy enough to address you. You get it? You gotta be selfish first, then mm-hmm. go out. Mm-hmm. Selfish is good. Ken, let's go.
All right, so let's talk about the funnels.
There you go.
Okay, so Swirl Funnel Consulting is the name, and I started it. We good? Okay. So I started it with the idea, kind of forced into it, if you will, for that deal we talked about in a previous session. And where I envisioned that originally was I'm going to build funnels for others, you know, and other companies and help them grow and that sort of stuff. I realized I don't like doing that. I like doing it for certain people, but not the other customers I was attracting. And so I was like, well, that's probably a big time suck to build somebody else's stuff unless it's a very lucrative thing, which someone in this room has granted me. And so this question is related to a pivot with that business that I want to do as part of tying in with, not necessarily tying in with cybersecurity, but tying in with the aspect of I've been doing online education for a while, you know, in various courses throughout the years. So where I want to pivot to is I want to create my own digital assets, which I can do pretty quickly, having done the cybersecurity thing. So I want to pivot to having my own digital assets. So the question is, I guess, not necessarily around how do I pivot, but how do I appropriately pivot, right? Because I've got some higher end product ideas of let me create this, you know, mastery type of course on these things that I do. The question I would have is, okay, what is the, and it's difficult for me, I guess, because I do this with other people's stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, you should use this as your hook or, you know, your lead magnet and stuff like that. But for me, I'm having trouble working my way backwards from what I would call like my university, so to, for lack of better words, because I plan to put several courses in there. For this university, obviously I want it to be more of a monthly subscription type of thing versus a pay me, you know, $5,000 or whatever. I want that monthly thing because I don't want to have to worry about tracking down a whole lot more customers. I want consistent, there'll be some churn, but for the most part, if I'm giving a lot of value. So the question is, taking that model where there's several courses in here and I'm going to do a monthly subscription, let's just say it's $100, we'll just say it like that. How do I work my way backwards to offering them something where I'm still getting the SLO, as you, I know you know what that's called, but self-liquidating offer for those that don't know. So basically every dollar I put in advertising, I'm getting at least a dollar back. Mm-hmm. So in your opinion, how would, because you've done this, obviously, very successfully. And so how would you, how would you work your way backwards from, say, having that type of idea and wanting to have a monthly subscription, and again, taking away high ticket offers and that all that stuff, just focusing from, I'm trying to keep this sort of small. Maybe I shouldn't keep it small.
No, keep going.
Okay, but I'm just thinking like, okay, you got this university, you're charging people monthly for it. From that point, how do you work your way backwards? Because going forwards from that point is pretty easy in my mind of one-on-one and I come in and I teach you these things in your business or whatever. That's pretty easy to get to those high ticket offers in my mind. But I'm trying to figure out the, I guess I don't want to call it the poor version of it, but like the lower cost thing that brings you in, but that's not necessarily free. Like, I'll give something away for free, but I'm looking for, I guess, that middle ground.
Yeah, so I've got some questions for you. I've got some questions for you. I need to go back to the beginning. I normally work backwards, but I need to go to the beginning because you got more coherent in the end, and I got confusion in the beginning. You don't like building funnels for people?
Let me clarify that. I don't like building funnels for, lack of better words, jerks, right? Or people that are trying to use it. So that was my experience with when I started this company and all these opportunities were coming. And I was just like, I don't really like these customers, right? Like, I don't like these people. Like, I like that one customer I built stuff for, someone in this room. And, you know, because it's a good, it's not about the actual deal itself, but it's more so about the treatment, without sounding sissy, because I'm ex-military. Like, you can't really get under my skin. But, like, I just don't, I'm at a certain, level that I've built up to with what I've done with social media and the cybersecurity stuff. And I'm just not, tolerant is the way I would put it. I'm not tolerant of jerks anymore, and I refuse to work with them. And I don't want to attract that. So that's where I say I love building funnels. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'll sit there and I'll look at somebody's business and I'll do the funnel hacking stuff and I'll be like, ooh, yeah. And I'll go build just a test funnel with that.
Yep.
I absolutely love that. I don't like jerks and I don't want to work with jerks. And so what I also thought is with this, because I want to have my own digital assets. That's important, right? That's part of the long-term strategy of everything. So where I'm thinking of this, I want to, with the funnel building for others, I really have it isolated to one particular energy push, and I want to keep all that funnel building for that energy push, aside from when I build my own funnels. Mm-hmm. But all the funnels I build for others are going to be related to that push, because I find that's the most valuable use of my energy in that direction. And I also want to look at the other direction, because I'm very, very skilled at creating online courses. I can create a course in a day or less. I mean, like those assets I did for some of those funnels, I did in just a matter of hours. I had all the assets created. So, long answer to your question, which is basically, do you like building funnels? And yes, I still love building funnels, but I don't like building funnels for jerks. And that's what I want to get totally. I haven't done it, but I don't even want to do it.
Yep.
I guess if that makes any sense.
No, I completely understand. And if y'all, by now, y'all know I'm like a really, really good active listener. That's how I was able to go back to the. He said that for like half a second, but I put, it was loud to me. You gave me another question before I can even answer your question. This, I forget what you call it. Well, I didn't forget. You said it twice, but it's the word is unusual to me. But you're saying you want some service that has multi levels, and you want to split your product to offer gold, silver, and bronze type level. At least that's what I'm hearing. Is that what you were saying? Like, what?
Well, no, but I love that idea.
Okay, all right.
No, yeah. What I was saying is, if we think of like a funnel, right? So I bring you with my lead magnet, something free. We all pretty much know that. What would be sort of from there to get you to eventually paying me X per month?
I got you. All right.
What would be that middle ground? Because you've done this and you've done it very, very well.
You said it the first time. Yeah. Okay, I got
but
you.
But I love that idea, bronze, silver, and
you're going to probably need to do it. And you're probably going to need to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably going to need to do it here in a second. All right, so let's go back to I don't like building funnels. I don't like coaching.
What?
I'm so good at it. Like, I don't like coaching. Like, I taught Deanna, I taught Grace how to do a fantastic job. Tempest is one hell of a coach.
Yeah.
Right? I've done all this stuff. And then what I do is I look at the notes and I say, all right, Vashtine is doing a great job. I diagnose him with this. Right? Deanna, make sure the next time you talk to him, say that.
Right?
That's it.
Look, he's giving.
Like, and then I'll say, all right, now schedule me this week. Right? You get what I'm saying? Because actually, you get twice as much goods that way, but that's not the point. That's just Anyway, it was just me over delivering because I don't like coaching. Mm-hmm. So my coaching is extremely expensive because I don't like doing it. I'm coming back to you now.
Okay.
Your digital funnel platform, this needs to be your high-end product now.
Okay.
Or towards it.
Okay.
And you that way you don't have to deal with jerks.
I like that. Yeah.
You get to selectively hire, or you get to interview who you want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
As where you have it now, you almost got to take everybody's money.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now, you're really good at it. And it really sounds like you're not even trying to build funnels. I'm going to do a little.
Uh-oh.
I can hear he wants to build funnels all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But not for everybody. And right. By everybody, it sounds like he wants Walmart, ATS, Jay-Z. That's his three customers, and he ain't got to worry about nothing else.
No, that's
right. Yeah. Maybe not Walmart, but you know, you bring up a good point. Okay. Is what I found is the high net worth individuals, we'll put it like that, that want me to do funnels for them. There is no BS, right? It's like, hey, this is what I need, and I can go and I can be creative and I can do the things I need.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the people that are still trying to come up that are maybe at, you know, a couple million dollars, you know, in their business or whatever. And they think they know everything. Yep. Those are the ones that are like constant, and they're questioning. And it's like, I'm not your employee. You know, I know what I'm doing, right? And we kind of talked about that in a previous session about like having to like re-interview. I'm not going to sit here and interview, right? Like I said this before. Like I'm at the top of the game. I'm not gonna interview you and beg for you. Not when I've got people with certain net worth. Yes. Like, hey man, call me real quick. Hey, can you do this? And I do it, and I deliver. Why would I waste time with, and you're not poor when you have millions, but why would I waste time with poor people, right? I mean, it's the mindset, right? Yeah, no, exactly. Like, you only make a couple million, and you're taking up all my time when I could go bigger. And that's actually something that Mark mentioned, I think, on a show or something one time. He said that's something he learned when he was doing the financial stuff years ago. It takes the same amount of energy to close, you know, $1 million deal as it does $100 million deal. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, yeah, why am I wasting time with, you know? And it's just more of a pain in the butt. And that's why you charge so much for, you know, things
exactly
like this.
That's exactly why I charge so much to coach.
Right. So I had never, yeah, but I had never thought of, because I was thinking high-end products, I was thinking of digital assets, right? And so now I'm going to come in, I'm going to show you how to build, you know, online courses to help grow your business. It never clicked till you said that to the funnel building. It's the high end thing. Now I come in and I build funnels, you know, kind of like a Russell Brunson, right? I come in and I build a funnel for your business, and I build you $1 million funnel, and you give me a cut, and we have a great day.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? You give me any, you don't just give me a cut.
Yeah, you pay me a nice fee.
Royalty off of all these jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just need three customers. My name is Vastine East. I want to speak. I got $150,000 retainer fee.
Come on,
and I got 3 clients.
Yep.
Big dog. Yeah, no, y'all call me whenever y'all need me.
Otherwise, I'm going to be enjoying my life.
Yes.
You understand? And by the way, I need my $150,000 per client, and then you also got to pay for any flights when you call me. If you call me and the engagement you need me to speak at is in within 72-hour period, you got to pay for that flight.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
So now, so if you need me last minute, I'll be there.
But you want your job.
Yes. You want to pay? I'm there, Chris. Just tell me what itinerary it is.
That's right? It.
What gate am I going through? Because that ain't none of my business. If I do it, you tell me. Tell my assistant. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That would be him saying, I don't like speaking to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm charging a lot and I only want a few people.
Come on. Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's at the heart of your issue. Because what he's using to get people needs to become as high end. Not because he has that problem, because he clearly loves to do it, just don't like the people who own it.
Mm-hmm.
That was clear. That's why I made him.
I feel like that gets his soul.
That's it.
That question was for her.
Tonight's question was for Deanna. All right. Yeah. So you ain't got to ask no question. We'll skip over you. We ain't got to ask you no question no more, right? But you get it. Now what he means is new low-end products. Because he's been using the funnels as a low-end product.
Right.
So now you need low-end products. So what low-end product are you? First off, you can't come out of ATS nothing and not give stuff away for free.
Not right
so
now.
You're clearly giving stuff away for free.
Yep.
That's one bit. What's the second one?
So the second thing is, you know, in addition to giving away, like, you know, things like I've got that secret guide to discovering your dream customer, right? Mm-hmm. Asking you a bunch of questions, gets your mind thinking. If you think through that and actually map out who your customer is, persona-wise and everything, then you'll be more successful with your advertising and stuff like that. So that's one of the things that I've given away for free in the past. I think the other thing that would sort of be the next step would be what I was actually thinking of with the digital asset part of creating courses on, like, how do you build a funnel, right?
Hold on, let me stop right there. Hold on. What one thing do you do for me that I wouldn't be able to explain, but you would to them? What is that one thing?
Building inside of ClickFunnels? I don't know. Or...
Well, it is funnels. Now go deeper. Go more narrow. It is funnels, but what?
Understanding the... understand... Just you talk about just explaining what a funnel is?
I'm not talking about nothing.
You never know if you got the right answer with Antonio.
Yes,
you know?
True. I ain't never seen the movie before. I don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah, so for me, I think that, you know, like, you obviously understand funnels. I think you haven't necessarily been in, like, using ClickFunnels, which is going back to a SaaS, right, a software as a service. You haven't been in there like I've been in there. So I think that I could talk to ClickFunnels. I could tell you about a funnel, too. I can break that down easy. But I think one particular thing that I do that you don't dive into hands-on is the actual inside of ClickFunnels, right?
All
right.
How
do we do that?
I got something I needed. All right. Well, I haven't. That's why, see, I wouldn't have guessed this.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, I ain't never seen the movie. I'm just trying to get the movie from what you told me so I go spoil the movie for somebody else, okay? Now, I asked him that because I'm high end. It just is what it is. I do mean.
I
am high end and I intend to be that way. You know what I'm saying? I don't even ride coach no more. Okay. First class only or jets. It just is what it is.
Okay.
I'm not even apologizing for that. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to be with the regular people. I don't want to be. They all sick and they babies is crying. Okay?
Oh, gosh.
So, anywho, that's just me. But somebody out there feel me. What he said, what he did for a high-end client was navigate the ins and outs and secrets of ClickFunnels. I'll say it again. For a high-end celebrity client, he navigates the ins and outs and secrets of ClickFunnels. That's your free giveaways.
And I started filming that yesterday, actually, before this even happened. I was like, you know what? Let me teach people the ins and outs of using ClickFunnels, because I think a lot of people don't understand how powerful it can be compared to like your other options out there. So yeah, I actually started. I filmed a video yesterday, just a simple screen recording. I was like, yeah, let me just tell you. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. This is coming up to me.
That's the universe. I've learned that.
So I'll finish that. Training. I'll probably make it a little more polished than I
am. Well, no. It's an ongoing training that shall never be finished.
There you go. Things change all the time.
They do.
Do my trainings ever finish? The free stuff I give away, they never finish. As long as they're making dollars change. You understand?
So there'll be a funnel tonight. Build on that. I'll share the link with Antonio.
There you go. So what he's going to do is his free giveaway to get people is to explain all those secrets of ClickFunnels, and it could be a mini video, it could be 10 minute video, he ain't got no rules. It's just however long it takes me to cover this, but pay attention. You're gonna do that so well, both me and, cause you're gonna, you know, for the ATS, it's a really big company, right? And blah, blah, blah. He's gonna sell that, and I do this for him, cause you're gonna have to say something. He's gonna have to name drop.
Yes.
So people can know, some respect on my name.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, for Les Brown, I do this. You get what I'm saying? Right. So he's going to do that, and then he's going to be talking about ClickFunnels, and both me and Russell Brunson is going to find a way to keep giving him money. Because as soon as he's talking about the ins and outs of ClickFunnels, guess what people are going to do? Hey, man, it's this guy who got this playlist on ClickFunnels. Mm-hmm. And you're advertising ClickFunnels. Russell Brunson can't pay enough money for free advertisement like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he gonna keep telling people how big of a deal I am.
All right, now.
I can't pay enough money for that. So me and him both gonna be like, hey, Chris. I mean, Ken, come on, man. Come on. Let's go out to the Bahamas. Not the Bahamas. It's a hurricane out there right now. No. Let's go out to Hawaii.
Yes.
And let's sit down and talk for a little bit. Bring your wife. Actually, keep your wife. It's a real man conversation. I'll bring the sticks. You smoke, right? And you're going to say, no, you smoke now. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Learn.
That's the way it's going to be. But do you get that? That's your low-end product. You're riding ClickFunnels energy, and he's riding ATS energy. The better I do, the bigger he get.
Yes.
The better Russell Brunson do, the bigger he get.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't script a better money-making scenario for you. His sales funnels, so now he got all these leads, and he's going, oh, no, I tell you what, I have an automated program that'll teach you that. That's why I automate so much stuff. Anything I don't like doing, y'all, I automate. Okay? If you did not know that, most of my stuff is automated because I don't like doing it. That's not even a secret. It's just, I'm an introvert. Boy. As soon as I leave y'all, I am going to be drained. Mm-hmm. You understand? I'm going to have a headache and stuff. Not that y'all wasn't so pleasant. I appreciate you. You're so pleasant. But people interaction is like physical exercise. Mm-hmm. Okay? For people like me, I have extroverted skills that I learned, so not to be broke, but beer, book, babes, right? Then boom, there you have it, right? Or beer, book, Bible. That sounds much better for y'all, right? Beer, book, Bible. That's all I need, okay? That's
no comment.
All I need. But then you get the point, though, right? Just give me my peace, my sanity, all is well. All right. So you got yours done. I would, and then set your back end. You already got it, your sales funnel. So you know your sales funnel. You have a different problem than Chris. Chris doesn't know his high end product. You can go live if you want to, man. It's all good. If you want to go live and give yourself some props or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though it's private.
That's just a picture. That was it.
You sure?
Let's take a better picture. Come on. Take a better picture. Come on. Y'all pose for his camera. Pose for his camera. Get him on camera. Hold on. Unmute your mic. We're going to get it. There you go. Go ahead, man. All
right.
Now put the camera on him. Get him good. Go ahead.
Three. I'll get one more. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. There you go. See?
Gary Vee documented.
That's what I was saying. Document it. Do you do a video blog too?
Well, I was going to let you do the.
Man. Go ahead and set this man up with a tripod. Let him get a video blog. All
right.
Yeah. It's all good. This private, but ain't no rules. All right.
Okay.
Give him a tripod. You got one behind us? This is, and I'm not editing this out. This needs to be in.
Right.
See, now this definitely reminds me of what they was doing, like, in the interviews, because so many jokes. See, I'm getting ideas.
See, he's getting ideas.
Right?
I see. There you go, my man. Look at that. See? There you go, man. Now he got a brand, too. You got a brand, too. And you got a good brand, too.
Camera mode.
Now, you want it? You got storage? If not, you can just go live, and it's all good.
Okay, I got storage.
You got storage? Okay. As long as you got storage, bro.
I know.
As long as you got storage. But y'all see that? I'm trying to, while I'm teaching you, I'm also showing you. Like, I got why he was taking the picture. I get it. Right? This is a clear, there is over, we can't even calculate the dollar amount sitting at this table plus online. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can't even put a, wouldn't even believe him if they, you know what I'm saying?
Half a billion, I would say.
It's half a billion easily sitting right here at this table. And this man is 20 something sitting at a half a billion dollar table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course he want to take a picture. Like, see me, raise my prices, okay? Prices just, you know what I'm saying? My prices just went up. Pay me my money. You know what I'm saying? That's good stuff. And so I get that. I get the branding aspect of that. And, of course, and if he wants to shoot some video, shoot some video. Because it won't stop what we're doing.
Yeah.
Nothing about what he's doing is going to stop what we're doing.
Mm-mm.
Right? It's not going to stop what he's doing. Now, but make sure you take this and you go dominate with this joint. Right?
Yeah.
Go get you 1,000 customers.
Come on.
You understand? So we got his question fully answered. But now I'm going to skip over here real quick to Chris and then go to Pam Norris. Now, I want y'all to be more like Chris and seize the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't ask you. He was like, look, man, I ain't got time, man. Let me just go ahead and snap that real quick. Real quick. Let me just go ahead. I ain't trying to be rude. I'm trying to respect your privacy, man. I know this is real deal. You said VIP, don't tell nobody, but I'm going to just...
Got it.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And then when I said, man, go ahead and just take another off. Okay. Right? Go ahead and shoot some video. Well, I ain't got no problem with that either. You're going to keep giving me rope. I'm going to take it, right? You got to be like that, right? Don't be all, no. Mm-hmm. Mary Joseph and Wanda told me not to, right? No. Go ahead and take your opportunities. Fair enough? All right, Pam Norris. Selfishly ask me a question about thine business. Do me a favor, Grace, put your phone on speaker. Selfishly ask about your business.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So with Ice Buddy Systems Inc., we have our flagship product. We know that we're going to come out with some other products, but I don't want to be limited by having to create more products all the time. I really have been thinking, as you've been talking to others, about subscription services and trying to figure out, is there something I can do within my company format model that would allow for a subscription service? And then I really felt that the money to be made for what I do is not even really just on the preparedness side, it's on the recovery side, because nobody's doing recovery. And my background was in counseling. I've got a slew of counselors at my fingertips. You know, after a disaster, people have depression and they have stress, and they are not going to be able to go back to their therapist. Their therapist may be in Florida and their area might have been wiped out, but people might want counseling over the phone. There may be a way to pay, people can pay for counseling. I'm just looking at other ways to create revenue for Ice Buddy Systems Inc. besides product design and selling. So that's what I'm looking at. And subscription service, I'm not quite sure, but maybe charging for services. I've got a lot of people I can send out on as consultants, but I can also do things online with counseling. I'm trying to think about how to create additional revenue into my company besides just preparing more products. Is there a way for me, given what I do and the industry I'm working in, to create a subscription service or charge for a service like counseling? And I'm set to have products. I'll have a store of related emergency preparedness products that I don't make, but that people may want to buy, I guess, from our store. But I was just trying to think of other ways to have ongoing income, because otherwise it's like you buy a product and then what do you need from me, if any more?
Fantastic. Now, it would seem as, well, let's see. She doesn't want to be dependent on creating new product after new product. Do I have that problem? Now, am I scared to make 1,000 new products right now? Because me and Pam Norris have two different businesses. It costs me nothing to put out a product. It costs her a whole lot.
A fortune.
She said a fortune. So can you see why she has this extremely legitimate question? I own everything, but until she owns the manufacturing company, until she owns the machines that are in there, she can't do what I can do relatively with ease. You understand? Like there's a power surge that has happened that's nobody's fault, and I don't care. It doesn't bother me, it don't bother the brand, and I ain't stopping the wonderful product that's flowing out. Because I own everything. If I want to edit it, I will. If I don't, good enough for good old teaching. You understand what I'm saying? In Pam Norris's case, everything costs money. She's rented this office, she's on the clock. Oh my God, the power is out. She's getting charged $450 an hour. How long is the city of Houston going to have this? Right? You get what I'm saying? Now, obviously, both of us are right. I'm just trying to get y'all to see where her question is coming from. So before you say, don't worry about not selling a product. No, you don't pay $1,000 per product and have to sell your product at $1,500 just to make a $20 product profit because you have payroll too. Y'all see that? And she has payroll plus manufacturing costs. And I don't even know what trademark fees she has to pay. I'm not even sure. You know what I'm saying? But either way, it costs to be the boss. At least in Maui. Got me? Not that it needs to be cleared up, I just wanted to let y'all know some businesses are different. While I would tell you get your customers for free, Pam Norris is like, I'd be trying, but as soon as I make a product, I'm losing money. You know what I'm saying? It's a bit a little different. Now, you got three real solutions. Let me repeat her question to y'all. How can I make more money without making more products? That's the heart of her question. She said a little bit more, but that's really the heart of her question. Is that safe?
That's right.
Assume there? All right, that's it. I want to make more money, but I don't want to lose money. Yeah. And I won't fool with those people either. You know what I'm saying? I want to make free and clear $1,000 without having to spend $800. And I don't want to have all these products you tell me to come up with stored in my garage until I sell them. You get what I'm saying? So she has all these problems. These are real problems she's having. Now, she's got three real solutions. One, SaaS, again. Actually, let me work backwards. The idea of counseling, I'm not sure how that would work. I'm not telling you no. I'm just telling you why, right? You know, unless you're talking about counseling young women in business or something, I would stay a technological company. I wouldn't go into seminarship. That doesn't mean I'm right. It just means that if you found a hole, if somebody left some money on the table, you need to go grab their money.
Yes.
If ain't nobody in Maui counseling folk, is that the case?
Yeah. What happens after a disaster is people suffer from depression and stress, etc. I'm a licensed therapist. I've got lots of them. Not that we would charge so we go through your Blue Cross Blue Shield.
First off,
you're relocating, people are like, my daughter is depressed. We had to relocate from Florida to Texas. You know, she needs somebody to talk to. We're sitting here and, you know, can she talk to you on the over Zoom for half an hour? And what is it going to cost?
Good. So that's actually perfect. That's actually perfect. So we're going to keep in your option number three of counseling back in, because I didn't know you were a licensed counselor, okay? Now, we can make money all over the place. She can make money from counseling. She can sell you the Ice Buddy cooler. You just lost everything, but your medicine was saved. And then she can turn right around and be like, are you depressed? Come here. Hey, tell your insurance company, I got you. Bring your Ice Buddy cooler with you so you can make sure you take your medicine too. They're not going to both at the same time in the counseling session. Okay? That's, let me put you in jail and bond you out type of behavior. Okay? That's what that is. All right? That's it right there. Now, the first thing, of course, you can start a software as a service program. But actually, we had to figure out what kind of software does she want to sell. Now, I think earlier, it was, the day's been long and I don't have a job. Is it here when I brought up Fiverr and creating a video game? That's right. All right, yeah, you know, the hurricane preparedness video game or something, right? Or people dying in hurricanes and the only way to save them is to give them an Ice Buddy cooler. Right, yeah. Yeah, you get it? Like, Ice Buddy cooler is the one-up or the extra life. Okay, can you still hear me, Pam Norris?
Yes, I can. I'm writing.
Okay. All right. Okay, you're right. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't disconnected.
Oh, no. Here, since
Zoom is down. What else? Of course, you can sell anything that is a software to a service. I would stay inside of my gift, whatever Ice Buddy's gift is. I'm not sure. Whatever Ice Buddy's gift is, if I was Chris, I would totally run this session that he is recording right now live and say something like millionaire masterminds VIP only, 250 billion sitting at the table, and I was one of the only people invited. Follow me. Right? I mean, that's me. I'm just saying. I mean, okay, good. Yeah, he said it took the words out of his mouth, right? You understand? Now, she can have a monthly service or she can have a monthly subscription. Two different things, but same concept. So let's explore that. Pam, what kind of subscription can you have? Not service, but subscription.
Digital assets.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. He's come out with great advice, but I don't know what it is.
Working with people, you could say, here's my basic course on...
I can't hear anything.
You create a digital asset, a little short course on how to overcome your depression and stuff. And then when people are in these events, you could say, here you go. Here's my free course or here's my low-cost product. But if you want private counseling, it's going to cost X because my time is valuable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, that works. Man, that's good. This be super fast with both of these, okay? Super fast. Now, who else has an idea for her monthly subscription? Monthly subscription. You can ask what Ice Buddy has. Oh, let's do it right now. Pam Norris, give me the top three features you think people need to know when it comes to reference or respective to Ice Buddy.
Keeps medication cold for 3 days without the need for ice packs, or electricity. For the international side, the fact that it's kosher and halal certified. And it's can transport everything, your medicine, food, water. It's multifunctional. There is nothing on the market that does everything this product does. Everything does one or another, but it doesn't do it all. So let me.
I saw a post yesterday on Facebook or whatever platform I was on. It's by Gary Vee. Excuse me. And Gary Vee, there's no way of telling which platform he was on because he's on all of them. Even the ones that ain't working right now. So there's no way I can really recall to you. Yeah. No way I can really recall to you. But he said something that I apply already, but it was really, really important. And I say it to y'all. I've been training y'all this for 2 years on this. He just said it in a way that was tweetable and it made more sense than the way I said it. He said, don't be the commercial, be the TV show.
Yeah, I remember that.
You saw that? Yeah, it's like yesterday or something. It's fantastic. I keep telling y'all, don't sound like commercial. We don't pay attention to commercials. I'm using too many words. He just went straight after and said, don't be the commercial, be the TV show. Pam Norris, this advice is to you. You just said two different things where you can be the TV show. You don't have to say Ice Buddy serves kosher or is kosher approved. Right. You just teach on kosher approved items.
Got it.
Now you're the TV show and one of the only sources on planet Earth teaching people kosher and cultures and kosher laws and dietary. And it just how happens to be that at the end and middle of every episode, there is a 6-second middle advertisement for Ice Buddy Cooler and then a 1-minute video ending that show about Ice Buddy.
Okay. It sounds great. Yeah.
See it happen all like that. Okay. It's you know, it's all about information. Like, you know, quick snippet and just like explain. Actually, Eric Thomas does that with his 1%. When a lot of his newer videos, the 1%, you see his motivational spiel, get hyped and much more. And then there's like a plug for his 1% sessions and then explains that at the end.
That's right. Videos.
And here's the cool thing. E.T. been doing that that's how his intros start off on YouTube. Like, you got a warning, it's bad enough, you got to breathe, and they be showing that. He been doing that same concept. Now he's just doing it for a product and not his trademark.
And who is this? I couldn't hear the name. I couldn't hear what he said.
That's E.T., the hip-hop preacher, Eric Thomas.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. You met him before, but I can't say how on the recorded line. But somebody showed you a picture and you said, who is that? Again, a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But anywho, now, yes.
Type something in the chat.
Read it and read it on your microphone.
It says, hey, Antonio, to get some immediate attention on the brand, why not reach out to the city governments in Florida and send them some Ice Buddy coolers, then start doing some posts on Facebook targeting Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas.
It's a really good idea, Vince. You're not false in that one. And that should be done. Even if Ice Buddy currently doesn't have the capital because it's stretched out, put the capital across the world, there's still ways to send them free products, or you take a flight out and you go down. It would be, in fact, Pam Norris, I give you an idea rolling off of Vince's idea, inspired by, I want you to become the president of the United States of Natural Disasters. And every time there is a natural disaster, you as being president who wants a lot of votes, a lot of political clout, you just got to address the subject. You just got to go out there, Pam Norris, in your presidential attire and say, another mass shooting. Yeah. Another hurricane. Why are we here again? I'll tell you why we're here. We're here to help one another. At Ice Buddy, right? You get what I'm saying, right? Because you do know that's what politicians do, right? They can't they can't wait for something media national to happen so they can go in and kiss the babies and shake hands and say, vote for me. But this isn't political, but vote for me, right? It's mm-hmm. perfect time to do that. Well, you need to do that too. You need to run your own presidential campaign of attention.
This question kind of relatable, but it's more like you say you like self-interest. How do I attract corporate businesses on the monthly subscription? And I mean like very high. And you know exactly how I did, but I'll say it again, just like, so Soul Production is like, everybody knows a media production company, but we provide a lot more than what the usual people would think. The model is helping you capture your dreams and making your dream a reality. So on the personal side, you can capture, as you've probably seen in the past, like weddings, you know, events, things like that. But on the business side, there's a lot of different things from like social media, videos, animation, graphics, promotionals, and all that much more. And I've actually have a team who actually, I'm not the only person doing the photos and videos. I actually have a person that's animation, photography, videography, and much more. So there's a lot of things that I can offer to the corporate level. And then another thing that people probably don't realize, I actually got models that can help. It's like if they have like products, they need someone or a face to advertise and much more. And then, as you already seen also before, I just released like a first course online too. So I'm trying to mold my course is a service for personal use of, as it is. It's been, you know, funding that, but I want to attract that high income corporate businesses so they can see the value.
Yeah, good stuff.
Your answer is really simple. I want you to do me a favor, though, before I answer your question. I want you to tell me in one sentence. That's going to be hard. Yeah, I don't know if y'all ever heard me tell this story, but Winston Churchill was once asked, well, how long do you need to prepare for a keynote? Well, it just depends. I don't get it. Depends on what? Well, if you give me 1 minute to speak, take me a year to prepare for that keynote. Give me 10 minutes to speak. Takes me about 6 months to prepare for that keynote. Give me 45 minutes. Takes me about 3 months. Give me 3 hours. I'm ready right now. Yeah, I get it. All right. If you let me talk for extended periods of time, I think that... Oh, okay. That's your husband? All right. That's your husband. We got new guest. New guest coming in. We can take care of it once.
I thought that was
getting me. It was probably your doorbell not working because the... Yeah.
The door's closed.
Now, you got 1 minute. I mean, you got one sentence. So this is far more difficult, okay? Yes, this is far more difficult. Yes, this is extremely difficult. Now you have, what, your whole 29 years, 26 years of existence. Almost. Hey, man, you know what? This VIP, this guy has been over... Put the camera on him. Is the camera looking this way? There you go. He's been over. Is that mic on?
Hey, he's been over CPS custody, the whole state of Texas.
The whole 9 yards.
Yeah, he's very important, and he's one heck of a photographer. We got two photographers in the building. Yes, we got kindred spirits.
Yes.
There we go. Appreciate you. All right,
now, one sentence, you have to tell me what D-Rock does for Gary Vee.
What D-Rock does
for Gary Vee. You can mute it. All right, go ahead.
Documents his legacy.
All right.
To leave an impact. What, dang, you leave me to one sentence again.
I know. I'm going to tell you,
I know where I'm going, but what I did was I forced you to explain why you're needed in a second, but keep going.
To document his legacy. To leave a lasting impact.
Almost. That's not what they need.
To document his legacy. To document his legacy, to bring the best out of others.
Yeah, you're being real panda bear right now.
I'm trying to.
How long have you been following Gary Vee?
A long time.
And did Gary Vee ever spend a dime on you?
No.
So let's try this again. Start off what you said.
All right. To document his legacy.
To get high quality customers
and value high quality customers who pay
for free.
Free. Okay.
All right. Clap for him.
Oh, there we go. So what you're gonna say is that your company is you're going to pitch yourself as a company who will focus on the brand or the CEO, whatever that may be, right? Because it depends on the company, so I don't want to pigeonhole you there. So you can add money to their bottom line. How? By getting customers for free. It's what you just said. It's literally everything you just said. So say what you just said again.
trying to put in words like I would say for mine. My company will help you build a legacy to bring high-paying customers for free.
All right, watch this here.
You're doing good. This is what. No. You ain't did nothing wrong. You just don't have enough years of being with BS companies where you got to be political to put the right words on it. You know, this is where you got to be at 25 years at one job, right? Something like that. You got to know how to talk. That's funny, right? You got to know to put the right words on stuff, you know. You go from a janitor to a custodial engineer, right? You know, stuff like that. You understand? Okay. So let's wordsmith his thing. What was the first part? You going to do what?
Help you create a legacy.
Right there. All right. Kid. And you're a white guy. That's perfect.
What?
That's perfect. I know you don't know your wife. I know you don't know your wife. Yes.
He is a serial.
Oh, that's right. You're a serial killer. That's right. Yeah, he told us he was a serial killer the other day. That's it. Yeah. Well, because that's who you're going to be pitching. You're going to be pitching him, all right? All right. Ken, to document your legacy, you already got a good legacy, but now we need to document it. And by document it's more words than that than what he means. I understand what it means. We understand what it means. Gary Vee already understands what it means. He is going to take a recording of all of you and create long and short form content. Okay. And turn one piece of content into 16 pieces of content. But we need to wordsmith this. It'll sound something like, my company creates long and short form content. Finish it. We're just talking about the crazy legacy.
My company
creates longer form content to keep your brand relevant for years to come.
All right.
Good. My company creates long and short form content to keep your brand relevant with first time customers or customers who haven't bought from you yet. To keep your brand relevant with potential customers. And
former.
Good. Keep your brand relevant with potential customers. Relevant with potential and former customers. Okay. Relevant with potential, current, and former customers. Now we're saying if you lost customers, come on, we're bringing them back. There it is. That's you got it, all right? Customers, comma. All right. Now, what was the second part of that?
Oh, wow.
For years to come. Former customers. Now I'm thinking like a multi-million-dollar CEO. Give me a second.
There we go.
I want to hear.
I need those.
How did that end? Former customers, relevant with such and such, and former customers. As well as building a cult following with 8 to 18 year olds. That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, someone tell me why I put that in.
Oh, yeah. See, like
for the future.
Yes. Because eventually the older audience is going to like, so you need to keep it in the cycle.
Right. Didn't the cigarettes do that with Joe Campbell and them in the 70s? Uh-huh. Say, you know what? You old folk, y'all ain't buying enough. Let's go get these kids, right? If we get them hooked on it now, or get them hooked on you. With value, though, right? Not lung-killing, life-ending products, okay?
That's Happy Meal.
That's right. Well, I mean, McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, that ain't for you. That's for these kids. Calvin ain't getting no job for you. I don't know if y'all remember that one. Calvin, that's you, right? You got a job, Calvin, right? All that stuff, yeah.
A lot of the millennials, even the younger, like, they like to be distinguished, you know, because I'm just thinking the wordage is you can't vote yet.
Yes.
But you can, whatever.
That's right. Politicians are real good at that, too.
Yeah, you can't vote
all
yet.
The time.
But I'm in your corner, you know?
You still have a voice.
You still have a voice.
That's the key thing right there. It's like you still have a voice. Because a lot of times, especially, you know, like, oh, no, that's not here. But if you make it to the point where they believe that they still have a voice or impact, then that's when it's going to release that synergy in the universe and much more and come together.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. So you got
My company consists, my company creates long and short form content to bring your brand, relevant with potential and former customers as well as building cult only with 8 to 18 year olds.
For years to come.
Clap to that man.
Sometimes I sit back and I
just say, God, I'm good. We just gave you a New York City pitch. With no lights on right now. You know how cold that is? That's fantastic. That is fantastic. Did I get that?
Yes.
Let us clap for our gracious host, Vaccine and Yvette East.
Yes.
They taught me about wine today.
Yes,
and I am grateful. Now, you get that.
Oh,
yeah. That's fantastic. Everybody good?
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.